Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Where have we been?
Sick as fuck.
I know, I'm so sorry. This time it was me.
Yeah, well, it was probably my fault.
Probably, asshole.
Well, I mean, we decided to do one when I was sick, so like I was literally facing you talking into the mic.
Yeah.
You know, spreading my germs onto you at that point, I'm sure. So
that and we live in the same fucking house.
There is that too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was sick. Sorry, guys. We're trying to get this out still at least on the same day. Yeah,
apologize in advance for any sniffles throughout this. And I may have to do some extra editing at the end maybe, too, possibly.
Ooh.
It is what it is.
So, do you remember what happened the last time we did this?
Let's see. We were rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem, I believe.
Yes, and there was weeping and sounds of joy.
Yeah.
I don't really understand the weeping, but it was
I made a joke that it was because it was a shitty job they were doing, but it was probably more in reverence for the Lord or some shit.
Well, the sound was heard from far and away.
Right, right, right.
Far and away.
So before we get into what we're doing today, I do have an announcement to make. Another announcement to make.
Another
so we just did one recently. But we have a new patron.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Their name is Leslie, and they are our newest patron.
Leslie, thank you.
Yeah. And we just wanted to give you a shout out and just, I feel like we've been saying it a lot recently, but it never gets old. We really, really appreciate you. And you can't imagine how much it is helping further what we're doing. And, you know, it, just the fact that you're there makes our days that much easier. So
yes, thank you so much, Leslie. Very much appreciate you.
Definitely, definitely. And if anybody else wants to help contribute and help us with what we're doing, you can always go to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse, and there are donation levels starting as low as $2 a month.
Yep.
That being said, what are we getting into today?
Well, we just covered Ezra chapter 3, and today we will be starting Ezra chapter 4.
All right, let's go do this.
Okie dokie.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Ezra chapter 4.
Okay.
When the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the exiles were building a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel,
yeah,
they came to Zerubbabel.
Yeah, Zerubbabel, you know, yeah. That one place over there.
Yeah. And to the heads of the family and said, let us help you build, because like you, we seek your God and have been sacrificing to him since the time of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here.
Wait, these are the enemies of Judah and Benjamin?
Yeah.
And they're seeking the leaders of Judah and Benjamin?
Yeah. And they're like, okay, we want to play God too.
Okay.
But Zerubbabel, Joshua, and the rest of the heads of the families of Israel answered, you have no part with us in building a temple to our God. We alone will build it for the Lord, the God of Israel.
That's kind of shitty.
King Cyrus, the king of Persia, commanded us.
That's kind of shitty.
They were like, step off, assholes.
Then, wow.
The peoples around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building. They bribed officials to work against them and frustrate their plans during the entire reign of Cyrus, king of Persia, and down to the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
See, all they had to do was invite these fuckers in to help them build, yeah, and they'd have just left them alone. But no, they had to be assholes.
Well, I mean,
it's our God. Fuck you.
Well, I feel like maybe, I could be wrong, but I feel like maybe those guys were just trying to sneak their way in and, like, pretend to help, but actually,
I mean, maybe.
I don't know.
But, I mean, they did call them enemies.
That's what I'm saying.
But at the same time, they went and offered their help and said, hey, we've been worshiping your God while you guys were gone. You know, we want to help. Like, I mean, it seems like a peace offering to me.
I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about it.
All right.
I'm suspicious.
It's an interesting denial of help, though.
Right. I would like to know. There must
have been some serious issues there.
Yeah. I would like to know more about why they would have said no. Because I tend to think they probably had good reason. Like, if one of my exes came up and was like, hey, we've been enemies all these years, but now suddenly out of the blue, I just want to be nice. Wouldn't you be like,
I definitely question that motive.
Hell no.
Right.
Like, absolutely not. I'm not even giving you an inch to come in and pretend that we're going to be friends now.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Like, you burned that bridge.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
I don't know. I'm suspicious by nature, I guess.
I suppose.
Once somebody was mean to me, I just assume that, okay, we don't get along. I'm not saying I wish harm on you, but I'm not saying I want to, like, work side by side with you now.
Right, right.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Sure.
At the beginning of the reign of Xerxes, they lodged an accusation against the people of Judah and Jerusalem. And in the days of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Bishlam, Mithridath, Tabeel, and the rest of his associates wrote a letter to Artaxerxes.
Yeah, you have this letter. There's a letter.
There's a letter.
Write a letter.
You got it. The letter was written in Aramaic script and in the Aramaic language. Rehum, the commanding officer, and Shimshai, the secretary wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Artaxerxes, the king, as follows.
Do you think there's some significance to it being written in Aramaic?
Probably was written in a language that their enemies could not decipher.
Okay.
Or out of respect was written in a language that...
obviously it means something or they wouldn't have mentioned it specifically.
Right.
Right. There's some sort of meaning behind that.
It wasn't written in Hebrew. So it was either written to confound somebody or to gain the respect of somebody.
Right. Right.
And I don't know which it was, but yeah, there was clearly a reason.
Right. Right.
Rehum, the commanding officer, and Shimshai, the secretary, together with the rest of their associates, the judges, officials, and administrators over the people from Persia, Uruk, in Babylon, the Elamites of Susa, and the other people whom the great and honorable Ashurbanipal deported and settled in the city of Samaria and elsewhere in Trans-Euphrates.
That was a lot of words.
That
were big.
So many words, things. And I feel like I missed the gist of how the sentence ran, so I apologize if I had pauses in the wrong places.
Sounded like choppy,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't follow where the verbs were. I don't know what verb nouned what noun.
We'll just blame it on being sick.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to blame this one on the Bible.
Got it.
Okay? I take blame when it's my fault. Like, I sound like ass. I know that.
Right, right.
But this was not my fault. Okay, parentheses voice. This is a copy of the letter they sent him.
Oh, okay.
Okay, end parentheses. To King...
Not in Aramaic.
No. This is in English for the uninitiated.
Right, yeah.
To King Artaxerxes, from your servants in Trans-Euphrates. The king should know that the people who came up to us from you have gone to Jerusalem and are rebuilding that rebellious and wicked city. They are restoring the walls and repairing the foundations. Furthermore, the king should know that if this city is built and its walls are restored, no more taxes, tribute, or duty will be paid, and eventually the royal revenues will suffer. Now, since we are under obligation to the palace and it is not proper for us to see the king dishonored, we are sending this message to inform the king so that a search may be made in the archives of your predecessors.
You know, I have to say, they're worried about them becoming warrior-like again and fighting again.
Too
and
big for their britches,
you know,
or
what?
Whatever.
That's not an unfounded problem that they might... I mean, they were very... Yeah. They went to war a lot, you know?
They were a warlike people.
Yeah,
yes.
At least as the Bible describes it, anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, letter continues.
Sorry.
In these records, you will find that this city is a rebellious city, troublesome to kings and provinces, a place with a long history of sedition. That is why this city was destroyed. We inform the king that if this city is built and its walls are restored, you will be left with nothing in Trans-Euphrates.
Mm.
That sounds fair, honestly.
I mean, yeah.
I don't dispute anything being said there.
Right. And also, they're refusing help from their people that are offering help.
Yeah.
So, like, they're not playing the game, you know, like they're like, no, we're doing our own thing. Fuck off.
Yeah.
That doesn't bode well.
Not that
well.
I blame them
It doesn't
for
bode
that.
Well for cooperation.
Sure. Sure. I'm seeing both sides here.
Right.
I'm sitting my fence very nicely and
no,
comfortably
I got you,
here.
I got you.
Yeah. So the king sent this reply to Rehum, the commanding officer, Shimshai, the secretary, and the rest of their associates living in Samaria and elsewhere in Trans-Euphrates. Greetings. The letter you sent us has been read and translated in my presence. I issued an order and a search was made, and it was found that this city has a long history of revolt against kings and has been a place of rebellion and sedition. Jerusalem has had powerful kings ruling over the whole of Trans-Euphrates, and taxes, tribute, and duty were paid to them. Now issue an order to these men to stop work so that this city will not be rebuilt until I so order.
Mm.
Ooh. Ooh,
okay.
Be careful not to neglect this matter.
This is a new king, right? Mm-hmm. Cyrus. Jeez. He told them they were going to rebuild their stuff, right?
Yeah.
But this is a newer king that's like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Arbaceres or whatever. Right. And he is like, oh.
And it was a couple of generations of kings down,
yeah,
right?
Because after Cyrus, they mentioned Circes, and then after Circes, it was Arbaceres.
Right.
Or whatever the fuck his
name is. Okay, I was just trying to, like, in my head, where we're at here. Yeah. So.
Yeah, this guy's like, wait, I don't know. Hold on. Everybody stop moving for a minute.
I mean, that's a legitimate request if you're ruling in an area. Like, hey, I don't know what you're doing, but you need to stop till I figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, he's not saying, like, never... He's not saying, like, tear it down and never start again.
Right,
he's
and you're not even really that much building. In trouble. Just, like, hold up, man.
Stop building until I can get the facts on this matter.
I think that's a fair request.
Yeah. Why let this threat grow to the detriment of the royal interest, the king's letter continued.
Sure. Yeah.
As soon as the copy of the letter of King Artaxerxes was read to Rehum and Shimshai, the secretary, and their associates, they went immediately to the Jews in Jerusalem and compelled them by force to stop.
Oh, damn.
Thus, the work on the house of God in Jerusalem came to a standstill until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. The end.
Oh, well, damn. I mean, okay.
This is interesting.
Right, like, yeah. So they're basically subjects right now.
Yeah.
They're subjects of another kingdom.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you will not do what you want. And we're going to stop whatever we want to fucking stop.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yep.
And God didn't have a goddamn thing to say about it.
No, he did not.
I'm just, that's interesting.
That is interesting. So. If God really wanted his temple built, I guess he would have stepped in.
Right.
But he didn't. So.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. No temple for you.
I mean, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that was Ezra chapter 4.
Sure as fuck was.
And we'll be back tomorrow because this will be releasing late
tonight.
On the day it's actually supposed to be out.
Yep.
But just really late. Mm-hmm. We'll be back tomorrow with Ezra. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll be back tomorrow.
Stop stepping on my
line.
I know.
I'm messing up lately. I don't know.
I know. Ezra chapter 5.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.